If you've had lots of walking meditation instruction and you want to lie down and absorb it that way, that's fine. So we can start with the fact that we're standing and pause here. Feeling the qualities of that posture. We could say the strength and weakness of the posture. Feeling for the more subtle qualities that start to happen the longer you just stand. What stands out for you as you stand? Is there some fire in the legs, or is there kind of more of a feeling of water pouring down, the weight, or the earthiness of the body, not always quite sure where to put what to really be at ease? Feeling how it is to have the whole front of the body that open to the world, to the air. And not in movement. And the whole back of the body that open and it open to the world and in the air. And not doing much. And not aiming towards holding still, but falling quiet, leaving room for the small adjustments that the body magically does to balance itself. And inviting especially the whole outer rim of the body, all of those outer muscles, all of that presentation and defense, physical and otherwise, letting that feel its heaviness and start dropping down into the rims of the feet. And almost like some kind of a belt, like an escalator or something, all that starts to travel down, falling leaves falling down from the outer strength, outer presentation, the more known, letting that fall down, 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 down. Maybe as in the yoga class, softening slightly the hips and knees and ankles, not locked. Letting the outer muscles drop their work, their burden. And maybe it's as if all around the rims of the feet, our weight is falling, inner, outer, toes, heels. And as if something comes around through the arches of the feet, back up the legs to the heart or behind the heart or into the belly or just letting the head be wide. The shoulders like just sort of gentle, quiet creatures. And And again, feeling where your hands would go if they would just be by the sides of the body, if you would hold your thumb or a finger or a wrist in front of you or behind you. Or even towards a more Zen hand posture, that it could just be holding the elbows or having the hands at the solar plexus somehow, one on top of the other, or one hand around the other fist around its thumb. So just feeling what feels whole or what feels like relief. And enlivening. So this is a posture that could be any time in your day when it feels good, including in the hall. It's here in the hallway for stillness, but you could stand the whole time if you feel like, or while walking. So now we could, maybe if your feet are a bit half a meter apart or so, a little more or less, and the eyes close, and just as if you are a bag of water that has that shape of two legs, and you're just tossing the water around. We could still play with letting the outer layers drop the weight down the escalator, ride the escalator down, and something could be riding the escalator up through the arch, through the legs, up the body. You can feel that something even pleasant in those two directions happening at once. And in tossing that water back and forth, sloshing it, moving it around this bag of body, is there a way that your attention naturally goes somewhere to receive that experience? Does it naturally go down into your buttocks, into your feet, into the legs, to the whole body, to the skin, to the chest? To the hips, to the knees. And then without any commitment to that place, if there is a kind of place you went to feel, how is it to move the body? Maybe you went to your knees and you don't want to meditate in your knees the whole time while you're walking. But just if you open your eyes and take a tiny step, you could keep your eyes closed, but it's harder to balance. And when walking around the ashram, we do ask you to have your eyes open, because we are the guests and the snakes are the hosts. And nothing has ever happened in the ashram to anybody, including a snake. And we'd like to keep it that way. And there might be a few different rhythms or speeds that could work for you. One could be crazily slow, almost not really walking. But not, again, not to assume if you do it slow one time, then that's your walking meditation is that slow. Another time might really want to be a normal speed or a fast. And that can help, but it's very complementary. I want to emphasize this. If we're always, like here we are in stillness, and then the walking would be this super slow, we're going to end up really getting stiff and associating that stiffness, so stiff, I've tried to explain, like being tight and trying too hard, kind of holding back, really. We'll associate that stiffness as if that equals awareness or presence or meditation. And what it really mostly starts to be is some kind of trying to control while pretending not to control, and repressing, pretending not to repress. So the fast movement, where you can't catch it all, you can't keep up with every single tiny sensation with your trying part, only by relaxing really back you might get the stream of it. And it can help find this direct awareness that already happens. And just hang yourself there. So I'd like to suggest that one possibility is coming through the ashram, finding like a child, a spot for you, and even feeling, how do I feel here? Do I feel good here? And it doesn't have to be your only spot. You don't have to ever come back to that spot, but maybe you do. And then you could just walk back and forth or in a circle. So just like the schedule is the schedule, the menu is the menu, you just walk. You don't have to decide where to, should I go left or right? You're just going around. If this would be a rock, I could go around the rock. And sometimes slow, sometimes fast. Or just back and forth. And so that's maybe a more formal meditative walking. With the hardest meditation walking meditation instruction that I heard is just walk. You could just walk. And it's so hard because, oh, I'm just walking. And it becomes this idea of just walking and pretending to be. But if you drop that, just walk. Oh, again, another version of just walking. My son is into doing, when it's fake, like just walking. So just, we keep feeling that and, okay, still I'm walking. So discovering just walking. Or a childlike walking that could be either so easily coming down and picking up a rock and or looking up, not stiff. And then the animal, like could be a leopard, so not so domesticated animal. And usually doing that, you might feel like you wouldn't want anyone to see you because it is kind of, it has a power to it, it has an eros in it that we would understand to be kind of illegal, especially on retreat, especially if someone else could see. And then I think that might be the fourth experiment would be just go on a walk. So because of where we are, especially for female bodies in the ashram, you can still go on a walk and just go on a walk. You might just be going on a longer walk than instead of 20 meters, it's 100 or whatever it is. And we'll go on walks together too. And there you do have to decide if you turn left or right. So to bring that in sometimes. Are there any questions? How is that? Okay. How do you? That's good, I left you with your knees. So we could come back to standing and eyes closed and tossing the weight for just a few more moments. We haven't invented walking yet. So we're a tree or a plant or something. And where does your energy or attention go to receive that fluid softness of sensations coming through? And still not thinking where you're going to be in the meditation, but taking, again, now the eyes open and a step. And just sort of, just maybe one step. Now, how do you experience your body? Where do you find yourself? It might be different now that you've taken a step and maybe a second step. So if in standing the knees have maybe quite some importance, especially if we bend them, and stepping, what happens? Could we bring that same just naturally, here I am, I find myself here. It might be more in the feet, ankles, or the hips. And so you could just either stay there where you found yourself, if you found yourself somewhere. Or if that feels like it will have a tendency towards getting more and more tight, it's too narrow, then you can open out and just say, suggest to yourself, pour that from the hips down into the whole legs, feel the whole legs. Or I feel like being on the ground, so pour into those feet, and it's just feet. And then you keep experimenting, because you might find yourself back up in the hips, and that's not right or wrong, so what are you going to do? Is it going to be the whole leg? There's not a right or wrong. It's not even just what's easy for you or what's hard for you. There's no help except for your best guess. And then follow through on your best guess. So it wouldn't be wrong to be in the knees, unless that's not so helpful for you. Yeah. But from there, you can let the same here-ness expand to the whole leg, maybe. And then it could be belly and legs, just walking. Is that enough to go on? So please enjoy.